Of all the noted pet experts in the whole wide world, one stands head and shoulders above the rest. He couldn't be here today, but Steve Dale is here. Hello, Steve.
I thought I was the only noted pet expert.
How are you?
I'm the only one on Instagram anyway.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. You created it.
Congratulations for that distinction.
Well, no, you're the one who you bestowed the title upon me in the formal ceremony that we had.
We had a big ceremony. Uh-huh. Yep, I remember.
And now, I'm good, bad, or otherwise, it's mine.
Steve, we've got a bunch of texts from people who want to know if there's any good documentaries about giraffes. Are there?
It stands head and shoulders above all the others, yes. No, it's amazing. So this woman who I did not know of, her name is Anne Dang, actually was out there studying animals in Africa, in this case, before Jane Goodall.
Really?
And the powerful part about this, she's a woman.
Yeah.
And nobody did that. No women did that.
So how soon before Jane Goodall? Because I always think of her as being such a pioneer.
She was.
Yeah.
Jane Goodall's absolutely a pioneer.
And Diane Fossey also.
Yes. That was the gorilla lady. And Birute Geldikas, your favorite.
Birute Geldikas, of course.
Orangutans. Yeah. Those were the three that Louis Leakey, the famed archaeologist back in the day, said, we need you. And you know why he chose? This is actually... to me, really interesting. You know, we'll find out if it is to you. Mm-hmm. You know why he chose women? It was because
we're nicer.
No. Two reasons for it. He thought that a guy would go out there, publish the material, go on tour, go back to the lecture room, and then do something else, go back out into the field to study something else, and wouldn't be as committed to whatever animal it is that he is studying.
Oh.
It would be about, in part, making a buck.
Yeah.
And it would be, in part, about, okay, I did this, now I want to do this.
Yeah.
He thought that women would be more observant.
Probably true.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing. More committed, probably.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. More committed to do it.
Yeah.
And it turned out he was right, because these women are the ones that are alive, which, you know, Jane Goodall is, and Diane Fossey
isn't. Lost Baruchus Gildikas.
No, so. She's here.
She's here. We just can't find her.
I know where to find her. It's on a podcast I did at WGNradio.com.
Oh. Yeah.
Steve Dale's Other World, and you can look for the conversation that I had with this orangutan lady. This has nothing to do with giraffes.
Yeah.
So this woman was out there before Jane Goodall researching giraffes, and she was absolutely a pioneer in her field. She studied the giraffes when no women were out there.
What did she learn about giraffes that we didn't know previously?
That when two males kind of are sparring with one another, it can possibly be behavior that was surprising to talk about back in that day with two males of a certain species.
Yeah.
That's one thing that she learned.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You're not going to let me slide over that, are you?
No, I'm kidding.
What, that they were...
homosexual giraffes, and lots of species we now know today actually... That occurs.
Yeah.
So they'd be fighting, and then they would just
start... But they weren't really fighting.
Then they'd cuddle. Then they'd spoon.
They would cuddle after they would fight?
Well, I don't know about that, but they were...
That's a giant spoon, too, because they're giraffes.
All right. In a big way.
I think, the urge to do it with an animal, and I am not an animal specialist.
Wherever the sentence ends.
No, not me. People, but animals who just want to, get her done.
Yeah.
I don't think they care if it's a male or female.
Just
think
Steve,
it's...
Is that true?
Sometimes that is true. Oh. But this is not at all where I was going with this.
So necking, I love that.
I came with the kit.
How does he come up with the anyway?
Because he's Bill Leff.
I know. And there's only one
giraffe comedian.
right.
So it wasn't only what she learned about giraffes. It was she goes back. She's from Canada. She goes back to Canada and publishes all this stuff.
Yeah,
lots of papers, prestigious journals, and she cannot get a full professorship.
Oh, why? Because she's a woman.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And what year was this?
This was not by now in the 1960s into the early 70s.
That's very disappointing to hear.
Well, so then she became a women's rights activist.
Yeah.
Particularly in the academic world, but just in general, and was quite effective in that area. then was kind of forgotten about. She wasn't a researcher, raised kids. And then, because she wrote the book, which you, I'm sure you have, on giraffe behavior, she wrote the book on it. She was rediscovered by zoologists and others today. So I'm watching this movie, a documentary about her called The Woman Who Loves Giraffes. And then appearing on the screen is a friend of mine who's an animal behaviorist who actually is also a dog trainer.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing there? But she also works to advise on giraffes, which is an expertise of hers. So she's in the movie, but she helped to bring this woman back into the fold, if you will.
Yeah.
And now she's appearing at conferences and such all over the world.
If people want to see The Woman Who Loves Giraffes, where would you see
this? It was at the Gene Siskel Theater.
Oh, cool.
But I think it isn't anymore. So you'd have to kind of Google that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Eventually,
but it's out there somewhere. It'll be on DVD.
It eventually will be on Netflix and Amazon.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Sure. That's great. But this isn't the reason you stopped by.
No.
No.
No. Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah. So I heard you talking about costumes. So what do you think the most popular costume is for a pet to wear?
A pirate?
I have the top five in front of me. Uh-huh. Pirate is not among them.
Oh, man.
A round orange thing.
The president? No. No. A tangerine?
Annoying orange? You proud of yourself?
How does he do this?
Annoying orange.
I feel like I'm here to give straight lines, which is not a bad thing.
No. What is it?
Pumpkin.
Oh, a pumpkin, of course.
Yeah, number two is a hot dog. Three is a superhero of your choice.
So a dog, like Crypto the dog from Superman, or...
No, just a super, as
like Batman, but a dog.
Right. Bumblebee is next, and the fifth most popular, which I've not seen a lot of personally, it's a dog dressed as a cat.
I was actually going to guess that, because it's kind of, you know, an oxymoron.
It shocked you.
I've asked you this before, and I already know your answer, but I love hearing you describe and explain it. Do pets like to dress up in costumes for Halloween, Steve Dale?
Often, I'm saying no.
Well, it depends. So there are some...
On what?
Whether or not they let you put it on them.
Because I bet there's some resistance with pets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So dogs and cats are in two different categories. Most cats don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Some cats and a surprising number of dogs actually, okay, you can do it to me, but I'm getting attention from you. I'm getting, especially from kids. So when little kids are really bonded to dogs, they love being doted on by those little kids, those little girls that dress up dogs, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The dogs actually sometimes say, this is fun.
Uh-huh.
There are dogs that look humiliated. I believe that is because they truly are humiliated.
Would you agree, the simpler the better?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want to go too elaborate on a pet, right?
Yeah, never anything, by the way, on the face, no mask for pets. That's not a good idea. Yes, for dogs that don't really care for it, here are some ways to cheat. And you can still dress your dog up and your dog won't care.
Can we break first and then you'll tell us?
This is the best tease ever.
Ah, it is. All right, noted pet expert Steve Dale's here. We're 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text Bill and Wendy WGN.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. Oh, the animals. I get it.
The animals.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
Yes.
What you left us in suspense, didn't you?
Yeah, about the Halloween costumes.
What?
Didn't you say he was going to say something?
It was the best
piece
ever.
Yeah.
And we all forgot it?
Yes.
It was so good. It teased us.
Was that I gave the list of but I will say this. So dressing up for Halloween.
I don't remember it, Bill. And I was listening.
Yeah.
I don't either. We'll have to go back and listen to the tape. Dressing up for Halloween like 10 years ago, nobody even for pets.
Right.
Nobody even talked about. Today, about 20% of dogs dress up for Halloween.
That can't be true, can it?
Yeah.
One in five dogs is wearing a Halloween costume.
And if it doesn't sound like a lot, and to you it apparently does sound like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about them, there are about 60 million plus dogs in America. I can't do that math really fast, but we're talking millions of dogs, and therefore millions of dollars. Indeed, $500 million is spent on pet costumes.
Get lives, people. Me included.
No, I think it's great. I think it's fun.
And
you know?
it only goes as deep
oh,
as...
Oh, I know what I was going to do.
What were you going to do, Steve?
The secret!
Oh, yeah, the
It'll
secret.
It'll be out. All right. So if your dog really doesn't like wearing a costume
yes.
for Halloween,
yeah.
what do?
Put a bandana on its neck.
Is that it? Is that
yeah,
true?
With she little wins. Ghosts yeah, yeah. and bats or some yeah. Halloween
or
fabric.
Or a Blackhawk. Bandana.
Yeah.
That's no. even better.
That yeah. could be year
you know,
round.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And most dogs don't care about that. You know, they don't even notice. Another possibility are bat ears, because again, they're so light
yeah.
that a lot of pets don't know.
I may
they
do
have
that.
Would a dog rather dress like a celebrity dog like Scooby Doo or Snoopy, or would a dog rather dress up like a different species like a cat? What do you think?
I would go for the celebrity dog.
I would imagine, yeah. right?
All right, yeah. but now do people bring their dogs trick or treating? Because there are a lot of kids, they could get trampled, somebody might drop some chocolate and they pick it up, and then if you don't bring them, the doorbell's going off like crazy.
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, do you bring your dog trick or treating with you? And more people are doing that. Some dogs really don't enjoy that. There's just too much commotion. There are too many people around.
Sure.
They're not good with kids. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you do it, and there are dogs that have the temperament where it's just fine, but you're right. You don't want them picking up extra candy along the way. In addition to that, things are thrown oftentimes in a bag that aren't wrapped or packaged. I would advise people to have the same care about dog treats not being wrapped or packaged as you would for human treats not being wrapped or packaged. So if that bothers you and you don't want your kids having, say, an apple that isn't pre-wrapped or something like that,
yeah.
I would not give the dog biscuit in there.
Yeah.
And definitely don't give the dog everything at once, because they'll get an upset stomach.
How long does it take an animal to realize, and I always wonder this, especially at 4th of July and Halloween when the rules of life are so different for a day, does a dog get it the next day that that was just one day, or does a dog go, oh, that's the way life is from now on, the doorbell's going to keep ringing?
That's a great question, Bill.
Oh, it thank
is.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs think more from day to day and in the moment, so
yeah.
it's not that they don't remember things. They do, in fact, remember things. But
they don't have reasoning like we do,
right.
like,
yeah.
oh, it was loud today,
holiday.
So I bet it's going to be like that
exactly.
tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if you go a certain number of days in a row, then it becomes the new norm for that animal, but not one day, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of dogs are anxious about it. So what happens when the doorbell rings and rings and rings and rings and rings and rings, you know, and you have a dog that isn't happy about that, or a cat that gets terrified. The cat's hiding under the sofa. So I tell people to find a safe room for the pet away from the door. And the other reason why I want the animals potentially away from the door, it's one of the days in the year where pets are most often lost.
Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Because the door's open so much of the time. Yeah.
Right. So I say put those dogs into a safe room, if you will. You know, in
put
other
some
words,
music on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the TV.
Yes! No!
Why? When we
radio
leave,
on.
We leave, well, to WGN,
of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we leave, we don't like to leave Conan in the crate. He's crate trained for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we go out, he still chews things because he's not quite two. And we leave the TV on just so there's some noise.
Actually, that can be helpful.
Yeah.
And a study that was done.
He likes Dean Richards. He watches Dean every morning.
Well, I get it. That makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A study was done to indicate that dogs like, and cats, are actually calmed by classical music. I mean, when I heard about this years ago, I thought, come on, really?
Yeah.
No. But now, actually, studies, plural, have verified that. The other kind of music that seems to relax dogs, according to one study, reggae music.
I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of the rhythm of it?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Honest to goodness, a study. I guess this gives a whole new meaning to Marley and Me, but it's true.
Did you just say that so you could set yourself up?
No.
Because it was good.
Sure, the study is true.
The beat on a reggae song is that of a human's resting heartbeat, that same rhythm.
Really?
So perhaps that has something to do with it. Plus, it is just very chill. And if they smoke a big fat Milk-Bone Dube, they
which
can chill out.
Which will soon be legal.
For dogs, too. I've seen so many CBD things for dogs.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, I would check with your vet to find out.
Yes,
because I do have an anxious dog, and, you know, I've thought about it, but that's something you should ask your vet before just giving it to them.
Totally agree with you. So one of the questions I get most often particularly concerning Halloween, is should I give a CBD treat to my dog?
What's your answer to that?
Cat, to minimize anxiety. My answer is I have no clue.
Yeah.
Because not enough studies have been done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a conference about this very issue, about CBD for pets, in about a month in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to come back, apparently, with some
All right, we'll give us some information.
I'll be in Ottawa, where it's legal. But yeah, I want to learn about it.
Doggy drug dealer. He's going to change from noted pet
to noted pet expert slash drug dealer.
No. But we do need to learn. I mean, you know, that they're also, I mean, is it good for pain?
Yeah.
Is it good for minimizing seizures?
Anecdotally, they need to do.
Yes, we need to do some studies. Anecdotally, the answer is yeah, maybe.
Steve, you know, for years I had a pet gibbon named Peanut.
Yes, of course.
Do you know what we used to dress Peanut up like every year?
A person?
Well, like a peanut, except one year he wanted to be General Eisenhower, so we dressed him up like General Eisenhower just
really?
One year. Yeah.
How did that go?
It was fine.
Was he a good general?
Yeah, he was a great general. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have a monocle like Mr. Peanut? Because that would be funny.
I never thought of that.
That would be good.
When can we hear you next?
You can hear me next this coming Sunday morning at 6:35.
The Lutheran hour.
No.
What show do you do? I thought you were on the Lutheran hour.
And where do people find you website-wise?
If I still have a job after this, stevedale.tv.
Thank you, Noted Pet Expert Steve Dale.
Thank
That's
you,
Noted
Steve.
Pet Expert Steve Dale. We'll take a break.
Watch
we'll get
step.
You some news and then more shows. Bill Lundy, WGN.